one of the other alternatives is the Rock Island line that's proposed to be built from O'Brien County, Iowa, to Joplin, Illinois, that will then have a connection point where they could be taking the power to the East Coast. One of the reasons that's attractive is the East Coast, many of the states have requirements on the amount of electricity that the utilities must have that is renewable. And in the eastern part of the country, they don't have a lot of ability to produce efficient renewable energy. They don't have the wind resources we have here. They don't have the hydropower opportunities that we do in the Midwest and the like. So if they're going to meet their requirements in the states, they have to find renewable energy from other places. And since we would be able to produce it as cheap as anywhere in the country, and then they could pay for that transportation cost to get it out to the East Coast, and it would still be competitively priced for them. The East Coast electricity prices, a lot of people don't know, are in many cases about twice as high as they are here in the Midwest. And so because it's a better market, they're going to attract, electricity from other parts of the country that can produce it more cheaply.
What I look at is states are embracing wind farm development, and it's growing, and they're building industries out of it. Iowa especially is talking about how much of an industry they have now. And these same states now are attracting big businesses to come in. In Wyoming, out in Cheyenne, they attracted a big Microsoft facility because they had renewable energy available from a wind farm. The same has happened down in Nebraska, south of Omaha, Microsoft facilities going in there. Then Google has a very, very large facility that a couple of the phases have already been developed, and there's more coming in Council Bluffs, again, because of the availability of renewable energy. You know, Mid-America is building all these wind farms in Iowa to resource these places. So that's what's going on. You look at the major 500 corporations in this country and how many of them have made commitments to renewable energy. And they're looking for places to build their businesses where they have renewable energy available. And that's changed a lot in the last 3 or 4 years since we started this project. I would say the likelihood now of us keeping the power locally somehow into a business like that is probably greater than it was when we started the project. General Mills, and it just goes on and on. Procter & Gamble, some of the more recent ones that have announced that their facilities will be higher and higher percentages renewable as they go forward. So we think it's a great opportunity for the state of South Dakota to go attract one of these major companies in to locate a facility here, create jobs, and help our economy because we have renewable energies available.